Retired NHLer Fernando Pisani joins me in studio. Nando, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How were you in the Alzheimer's tournament this past weekend?
We were undefeated, so we were pretty good.
Oh, so you, a good team drafted you.
Yeah, we had a good squad, good group of guys, so it was a lot of fun.
You were playing. Didn't you get drafted like by a senior division team? And so basically, you were schooling like 55-year-old guys all weekend.
Hey, whatever it takes to make you look good, you know. Yeah, I didn't even know they had it tiered, so I felt pretty good about myself after the weekend.
Nice. That's good. You didn't even grow a beard for it.
No, no need. I couldn't grow it in that short of a time. So. Oh.
Did you score 14 goals, though?
No, I came up a little short.
Oh.
Yeah, scored a couple, though.
Oh, okay. More of a passer now in your retirement days.
Yeah, I was dishing. I had the sauce going pretty good.
Oh, you're kind of like Struds. You're one and done. He says, hey, you know what? I never have to do a shootout again. You're like, I don't need to score a playoff goal.
Yeah, but I think Struds was dash six on the weekend. So
I heard he did struggle, actually, in the Alzheimer tournament.
And he was in the senior division, too. Yeah. So I think he was one above. I think his was 65.
Well, his hairline got drafted in there, that's for sure. Now, you've organized a very cool event this Saturday night. Struds will be there. Well, maybe. I know Ryan Smith, many other Edmonton Oilers alumni. You're playing the RCMP at the Service Place Saturday night, 7:15, all in honor of Constable David Wynn, who, of course, was killed in the line of duty a few months ago.
Yeah, it was something that really hit close to home in our community, and it actually wasn't too far from my place, so... you know, we were sitting there thinking about what we should do, and you know, I made a few calls and called a couple guys in the alumni, and excuse me, they you know, everybody stepped up and said, you know what should we do and how could we do it, and we just decided to put a game together, and it's kind of all falling into place right now.
And it's free admission. You know, you'll raise some money. I know you've got some big sponsors who have come on board to help out. There'll be a chuck-a-puck thing, but it's more so to just try to have a fun evening for residents in St. Albert or anybody you know, who obviously is a big supporter of the RCMP to come out.
Yeah, you know, it's more to commemorate the loss of a member of our community. So we just wanted to make it pretty light and just people to come enjoy it. It's free admission. There's about 2,200 seats in that place, so we'd like to have it full and just people come and have a good time and do a chuck-a-puck, and we'll be giving away kind of a behind the scene. You get to watch a game of your choice, one of the Oilers games for next year. You get to go up in the catwalk and watch a game up there. So we're trying to do different things to, you know, get people in the seats and just to come and, like I said, honor a member of our community. We've had some sponsorship step up, you know, the Oilers alumni is donating, Kentwood Ford, M. Quinn, Canadian Power Pack, ATB, Telford, and, Patrick's Water Service. So we've had some sponsorship step up and, donate some money, so we're pretty fortunate to have those guys do that for us.
And that's great. And your alumni team, well, you got Ryan Smith, who, of course, I know guys were joking, he played in a charity event the other day, and they're like, man, he works as hard in the charity event as he does in a game.
Yeah, Smitty goes hard. He doesn't lay off the gas, and he's fun to watch, and you got to tell him to kind of relax and just have fun every once in a while. But he tried, you know, he'll still drive the net. He'll still crash into the goalie, and we'll have to remind him it's a charity game too. So, but there might be a healthy scratch. We're not sure yet. After watching Struddy play, I think he was dash six or seven. So he's kind of on the bubble right now. So if you got some free time Saturday, we might have to jump you into the lineup.
Oh, well, you know what? Wow, Struds, that would crush him, but that would be golden.
You just try to put the best squad out there and on his past weekend. He just didn't, I don't know if he's going to make the cut.
Oh, that's tough. You know what? The good news is, though, he's been through that before, right? He kind of knows how to take it.
If
the coach gives him a game day scratch, he says it was never a good feeling. But this one might bug him a little bit more, though, than those.
It might sting a little bit, but we'll see how he does after warm-up, and then we'll make an assessment there.
Is he going to wear 34 or 43? Because I know that changes a lot in how he plays.
He's going to have to wear 43, so 34 is taken.
seniority. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. I thought you'd just go with age on that one.
Yeah, well, you know what? When Struddy came to our team, I thought he was going to, you know, approach me about 34, but he never did, so.
You have sold it to him?
You know what? I don't really have any attachment to the number. It was just kind of given to me when I got to the Oilers. I got called up and I think Sparky just grabbed whatever was in the trunk and said, here you go, kid. So, and I, you know what? I wasn't getting picky or choosy. I was just pretty happy to be
there. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of fans would have been mad at you if you would have elected a few years after your magical 2006 Stanley Cup run to change your jersey. Because definitely in the summer of 2006, and after that, I know talked to guys, Jack Cookson and Mary on the boys at Sports Closet, that the 34 Pisani jersey was a hot seller then. So you might have lost a few fans if you would have elected to change numbers.
No, I wasn't going to change it up. I've grown accustomed to it. So
Fernando Pisani joins me. Big charity game this Saturday, 7:15 at Service Place in St. Albert. It's in honor. It's the Orders alumni taking on the RCMP in honor of Constable David Wynn, who, of course, was killed, unfortunately, in the line of duty a few months ago. And I know that really rocked the community. You guys are going to do some special things for his kids, too, I hear.
Yeah, it's kind of a surprise.
Oh, okay. we'll keep it that. All right, they'll have a surprise then. No, I think that what you told me, that's pretty cool. I didn't know. That's awesome then, what you guys are doing. I don't want to break it for them. The other thing for this, it is free admission. I think we should make that clear a few times. You go there, it's free. They are, of course, I know, going to take donations if people want to make donations, of course, but the game itself is free, and really, the only thing, there's no 50-50 or nothing, just chuck a puck, right? So it's not like it's a money grab by any stretch.
Yeah, it's just a thing to, just an event to have some fun, enjoy the game, just come there, relax, and just to honor a member of our community. So it's not about how much money we're raising. We just want people to come there, fill the building, and just have a good time. That's pretty much the gist of it.
Are you going to have is Smitty going to give away one of his signed paddles?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him about that.
I wonder how many of those left he has. Like, man, that'd be tough to find those now.
Yeah, I don't think I don't know if they make those anymore. I think there's, those are a dying breed, those sticks.
You think he would have got like 100 made just before he left.
Yeah, those are, I don't think I've seen too many.
Did you ever use one in practice?
No.
Just to try it, to see?
No. I think I might have used it in the kitchen once to flip my pancakes, but other than that, I don't know. I don't think I would have used it because, you try and you look at it and you just like, I don't know how he shot with that. He can tip. Like tipping it was amazing just watching him do that. And his shot wasn't too bad, but he was a weird, weird curve. Or lack of it.
The NHL playoffs start tonight. And of course, the 2006 run for you being an Edmonton guy was, of course, magical from being in the city and then, of course, going to game seven and then on an individual note, scoring as many goals as you did. 9 years later, do you still get fired up for the playoffs?
You know what? I don't get fired up anymore. After the first year, missing it and then just being done playing, it's tough to watch. But now I'm kind of at the point where it's going to be an exciting series. Every series that you're going to see in the playoffs in the first round is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Chicago, Nashville, Calgary, Vancouver. Like Robin was saying earlier, there's going to be no real surprises out there because you run into a hot goalie, it's going to be anybody's series.
Yeah, it's very different because you go back to 06, like you guys upsetting Detroit, statistically, that's a major upset. Like there's no 26-point differentials between first and the last place team anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty tight, and each team's evenly matched, and even Winnipeg against Anaheim, that's going to be another tough series. So, it doesn't matter what series you look at. I think it's just going to come down to goaltending and whoever's goalie stands on their head.
Being a former Oiler, are there certain teams that you just like Calgary, Vancouver? Like you're just like no chance. Like I don't even know if I can watch them.
It was always Vancouver, and Vancouver just bugged me. I don't know why. I think, a lot
Kessler,
of those guys,
Burroughs, Bieksa, I don't know, just a guess.
Yeah, it was just one of those teams that you just hated to play against and just never wanted them to succeed. And I think Vancouver is probably one that stands out a little bit more than Calgary.
Fair enough. I think, There wasn't a lot of animosity back then between the two teams. Not a lot. But Vancouver, they just had more guys on the team that you hated.
Yeah, and you know what? We played Calgary a ton in the preseason. I think we played Calgary, like six games out of eight in the preseason. So you didn't like them either. You hated playing them, and it was always tough to play against them. But I think the team that you just didn't, I didn't like to see was Vancouver, and I didn't like them to succeed because they always, you know, they're always at the top of the division when we were playing, and you just, I just couldn't stand them.
So who else is on the, you got Chris Joseph playing?
No, Joey's out. He's out of town for this weekend.
Oh, so. I thought you were going to say he's healthy scratch.
Yeah,
wow.
No, no, I wouldn't do that to Joey. Struds, I can see myself doing, but, Joey, I wouldn't do that to him.
And, so you got like a guy like Rob Brown, who of course is from around here, didn't play for the Ottershills suit up because you guys need somebody who can score.
Yeah. Well, Brownie will play. Just trying to figure out the lines because Brownie doesn't like to back check. So we're trying to find someone that can play a little defense with him, but we'll have him, Nathan Dempsey, Sean Brown as well, Brian Benning. And
you guys should have got Greg Adams to stick around. He just played in the Alzheimer's. I don't think I've ever played against a guy who tried that hard in the Alzheimer's tournament than Greg Adams from the Vancouver Canucks. That was unbelievable.
Well, I should ask Medano to stick around because
He's not bad either.
He's not bad either, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't bad. We had Olin Nolan on our team. He was a bad player. Maybe the most serious guy. Like, supremely intense guy.
Yeah, I met him too on the weekend and just said hi to him, but he's still intimidating. You know?
He totally was. He's still like, intimidating. He was on our team, and I was just like, hey, oh, here you go, Mr. Nolan. Let's take the puck. There you go. It's pretty, but that's just who he was. He was very serious. And you know what? We asked him about, you know, who'd you like in the league? I didn't like anyone. I liked my teammates when they're my teammates, and once they weren't my teammates, it didn't matter.
Really? And I could see that.
Yeah, And he said that's just how his personality was. He goes, that's how I needed to play. If I didn't play with an edge, I wasn't successful.
Yeah, and you could tell. He was he's intimidating just to look at him.
Big man, too.
Big guy. Yeah. He just didn't know what he was going to do out there.
Yeah, we talked about that, the uncertainty factor. He said got him more space on the ice.
Well, Messier was like that, too, right? Messier was pretty intimidating out there. You didn't know if you're going to get a stick in the mouth or a cross check in the head or whatever, but... Yeah, those guys you have to respect. They have, obviously, he's played over, was it 1,200 games or something like that? So you got to have a lot of respect for guys like that.
Mike Rupp wrote an article today. Fernando Fasani joins me in studio. We're talking about the number one reason he's here, of course, is the charity game this Saturday night at Service Place in St. Albert in honor of Constable David Wynn, who, of course, passed away in the line of duty a few months ago. The Order's alumni taking on the RSMP. It's free admission. You can get in, enjoy it. The game starts at 7:15. So Struds will be in warm-up at 6:45 if you want to get there, because according to Jaromir Jagr, he works hard in warm-up. That's why he's tired in the game, so keep that note. And he'll have to try hard, because according to coach/GM Pisani, Struds is on the bubble to get in the lineup.
Yeah, he's on the bubble, so we'll see how he does in warm-up. We'll go from there.
Mike Rupp wrote an article today, a former NHLer, and he was just talking about how, you know, there's maybe a little bit of chirping in the regular season, but he said when it got to playoffs, we're doing all the research on any little tidbit to try to get a guy off his game. On your 06 team, who was the best guy on your team for just, you know, verbally trying to get guys off their game?
Oh, I don't know. You put me in a good spot there. You know what? Stevie Steos was, he would always chirp and beat guys when they're skating by our bench. I don't know if he did research on them, but he would give it to the guys constantly.
Pronger?
Prongs was just vocal, period. He was pretty vocal on the bench, but even Todd Harvey. Harv was pretty...
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Pretty vocal and pretty funny out there. So, but he'd give you 20 seconds hard, and then he'd get off the ice. So he was... he wasn't in the best of shape, but you know what? Harv gave it all, and he was a big help for us in the playoffs, obviously, as well.
Now, Matt Green, very witty guy in the room, very good barbs. Would he barb other guys on the ice, or is that not really his style?
That wasn't his style. Yeah. He was still pretty young coming into the league at the time, and he just played hard. He played you physical and made you pay when you're in his side. So he wasn't the most vocal on the ice and chirping guys, but I'd have to say Stevie, and I'm trying to think who else.
Pekka?
Peck's a little bit, but Peck's would just get under guys' skin and just the way he played, you know. Yeah. He was gritty and he played hard in the playoffs and just didn't, guys didn't like that, and he'd finish checks and just get under their skin. More so physically than I think verbally.
Yeah. Well, Torres would definitely fall into the physical category.
Yeah, Torres, he was one of those guys that guys were aware of when he was on the ice, because even I was, because I didn't know if he's going to hit me too, so... You just got to keep your head up with Raf, because if there was another guy beside you on the other team, he'd run you over to get that guy. So you always have to keep your head up too.
Well, yeah, you, him and Pekka had quite the line for success back in 2006. And I know the one thing you'd like nothing more, being a former Edmonton owner, was to one day not be the final guy to score a playoff goal for the Oilers. 9 years, you probably never thought that 9 years later, no Oiler would have scored since you did in Game 7.
Yeah, it's it seems like such a long time ago, and to me it doesn't feel like that. You know, it was just one of those things that you're sitting there going, "Wow, that's 9 years ago," and I got my kids asking me about it and asking me questions, and so you lost to Carolina, right?
You show them tapes? Did they ask Dad? Do they want to watch tapes of that series? Like as if you don't have the whole collection.
You know what?
It's like the best time of your career.
I'm in the process of getting the video sent to me, so I haven't even. I don't have it on DVD yet, so I'm hoping to get that soon.
What? You never watched the... We've had
no,
so many guys...
It's been so tough, I'll be honest with you. It's tough watching the playoffs because then you sit there and you watch the finals and you watch the team that lost and you just remember what that felt like. It's still tough, I'm not going to lie to you, to sit there and watch knowing that you were that close and coming that, you know, just that short to make it and win it, and it's tough to see and tough to watch.
Well, since you've been here, I've probably had 16 or 17 different guys text in, say how the greatest game of their life was Game 5 in Colorado when you scored shorthanded in overtime.
In Carolina.
As an Oilers fan. So I thought that would be the one that you would just have.
Yeah, I have actually a picture of that on the wall in my house. So that one's kind of in my office there, a Steve Zorba picture that he did up of me.
What was Steos in the background on his knees hailing at that point?
No, because when I show the highlight goal there, you just see after I score, you see Stevie skating off the out of the penalty box, just screaming at Ward. I can't remember what he said or what he said to Ward, but he was pretty excited and pretty pumped up.
Yeah, I would think so. It's like, it's just, I got out of jail free. Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
No, that was, I know that goal for many Oilers fans is definitely right up there. Hey, Gregor, I'm on the side of the highway crying. Thanks for bringing up the terrible memories.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
They say you grow from those sorts of things. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, exactly.
Yes. There was a. You could focus on the Game 7, which of course was the worst, or you could focus on all the other ones, which is outstanding. But it's funny how we are as humans. You're looking. You played 20. What did you guys play that year? 24 games.
24.
So from Game 1 to 23, you're like, this is the best time of my life. And
yeah.
Then Game 24, suddenly it changes.
Well, after the first round, everybody was kind of in, well, I think more so the fans in the hockey world were in shock that we beat Detroit. But, we had a quiet confidence about us knowing that that was going to happen. And after the first two games, we got settled in and just started playing the way we were. But we were kind of like Ottawa's this year. You know, they've been playing in playoff mode for the last month and a half. So they're going in on a high and they're going to be, I think they're going to give Montreal a tough goal this year.
Who's your picks? Who's going to go to the Cup final?
Oof. You know what? I don't know. It's I'd like to say Chicago, just because, you know, played there a bit and know all the guys, and you want them to succeed and do well. And then out of the East, it's you know what? I can see the Rangers going deep into the playoffs and that. But if Montreal gets out of this series, out of Ottawa, I think they'll do some damage as well. So it'll be a fun series. I'm actually looking forward to watching this first round and all the teams. So it'll be fun.
That first round's great. There's the only series that doesn't get me excited really is the Detroit-Tampa series. It's the only one. There's just kind of meh. I know there's Stamkos and Datsyuk, so there's some players that you should. But I just look at the other series. If I rate it from 1 to 8, that's easily number 8 on my series of ones that I want to watch. Which means it might turn out to be the best one, but right now I have way more intrigue. Nashville, Chicago excites the hell out of me. St. Louis, Minnesota, I think will be a war. The Jets are the most physical team in the league. They're exciting to watch. Pittsburgh, the Rangers, Washington, New York might be the best series. I think there's going to be a lot of goals in that series. Should be very fun. And Mark Mageau just tells us the first goal of the NHL playoffs goes to the New York Islanders. They just scored. They lead the Washington Capitals 1-0. Fernando, always good to see you. Good to catch up with you once again. For all of our listeners, if you want to be out in St. Albert this Saturday at 7:15 at Service Place, it's the Orders Alumni versus the RCMP in honor of the late Constable David Wynn. It's free admission. You know, they got a few little things there, chuck a puck, but some great events, as Fernando talked about. You could win a behind-the-scenes tour and everything like that. So be sure to be there to support the community and who lost a good man a few months ago in the line of duty. That goes this Saturday night at 7:15 at Service Place. We'll chat with you again soon. Good luck, Struds. I hope you make the lineup.
Thanks for having me.